Welcome to Mox on the Mic, your exclusive look into all things Chattanooga athletics. Here's your host, Chris Goforth.
Southern Conference softball is winding down. We are down to tournament time. Frost Stadium is hosting the Southern Conference Softball Championships this year. It's happening May 10th through the 13th at Frost Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. If you don't have yours yet, get on the phone. 266-MOX. That's 266-6627. Go ahead and get your tickets today. All session tickets are $30 for adults. For youth, which is ages 3 through 12, only $15. It is a ton of fun. Tickets are on sale now. Make sure you get yours. With that being said, it's time for us to preview this Southern Conference softball tournament that's coming up. Who better to do it with than the veteran head coach of the Chattanooga Mox in Frank Reed? He'll be with us. Interesting stuff from him this week. And then one of our favorites here on Mox on the Mic, and that's Emily Coulthart. Emily has been with us a lot, going back to even when she was a freshman. She was with us on Mox on the Mic. So she's been around a while now, and certainly been a part of Mox on the Mic over the last couple of years. And we were super excited to be able to bring her back one more time. Let's start it off, though, first with the head coach of the Mox. Here's Frank Reed on Mox on the Mic. Well, Coach, appreciate the time, as always. Let's start first. Now, a couple of weeks ago, you guys had a chance to kind of play at home for the first time and really kind of roll out the new look of Frost Stadium to everybody. Things didn't go well for you against UNCG, but a little bit about the field and how you felt like it played.
It's obviously going to be a little different. You know, it doesn't take bad hops. We talked about that. There's some things that it does with spans on the carpet, a little bit different. It's got a, you know, pretty good bounce on it and balls that are hitting out in the outfield. It's a possibility a ball could bounce over for a double. But, it plays really, really well. So, you know, the safety factor comes into play with the kids. You know, it's just something that puts us well ahead of the game. And even since last week, they've done more improvements. We're still waiting on our padding that goes on the walls. It's unfortunate that the delivery truck that was bringing it in had an accident, and the pads were on there, and they had to take them back to the factory to remake. But, a lot's happened since then. We've done even more improvements there at Frost Stadium and more things to make it more decorative for the key teams coming in. And so we're excited to get to play on it. We have got to play a few more practice games or a few more practices on there. And as far as UNC goes, you know, we lost those one-run ball games, which we can't do. We did a better job with playing team. I thought it was just as good. That Furman team, you know, had a really nice record. We went up there and was able to get the sweep there. We're just trying to tweak the screws a little bit so we can know what it takes for us to be able to get off the bus and play every day and take that energy to the bus. You know, they were doing some things on the bus that we hadn't done in a year. And I don't know why, you know, just pep songs and stuff. And I don't know why we hadn't done that this year. But, I think they're finding themselves back to where they were and realizing that we should have been doing that the whole time. So hopefully that translates over into what we're going to see with Sanford this weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend, though. We got a lot of people coming out. You know, we're going to get to honor our seniors, you know, with Brooke and Emily, and so we're excited and to get everybody back there at home, and should have some great groups. I'm concerned a little bit about the weather. It looks like it's going to bypass us, so should be two nice days for us to be able to honor those kids and hopefully win some softball games.
And you talk about getting a chance to honor your seniors here. You take on Sanford, conference opponent. What's at stake for you guys from a softball standpoint against a league opponent this weekend?
Just the main thing, I don't think as far as the standings go, I don't think we're going to put a lot into that. We want to win, obviously, and win at home. I don't think it's going to affect us moving into the tournament one way or the other. You know, everybody in the conference is pretty good, and you can't overlook anybody. Sanford's a little bit of a rival, so, you know, we should be able to get up for that and hopefully play well. But as far as I think the most thing is at stake for us is just to be able to take the the thing that we did last weekend, you know, just that pushing forward and be able to ride on that and hopefully, you know, get that little boost from it going into not just, last weekend series, but the one, you know, coming up with a tournament. You know, that's sort of exactly the play that we did last year. You know, we went to Western and was able to sweep and take that. You know, we stayed out on the road and we were able to go into the conference tournament feeling really good about ourselves and played really strong there. And so I'm hoping that's the thing we're going to, you know, get from it. Can we get that and lose a game or whatever? I think we can. But, you know, we want to try to win that first one and sweep that series. We just got to maintain that consistency that we've looked for and then figure out how to you know, get that started a little sooner. I think you look at the long season and you're playing a lot of games, and sometimes we as coaches are guilty. It's like Major League Baseball. You play so many games that you don't feel the urgency of the wins and the losses so much early in, but as you get there down toward the end, you know, all those come together. And I sort of think same thing for us. We need to, it's time to start honing in, and you know, we get the opportunity to do that at our own park. And you know, it may be the conference tournament, but our fans will have opportunities to have more fans than anybody, and hopefully we will. People will come out to see good Southern Conference softball, but at the same time, you know, spend time, you know, cheering for the Mocs.
How big was it to get the sweep of Furman last weekend?
It was big. You know, it was a different team. And I wish, you know, you don't travel with us, you don't see. But we were so pumped going over to the field, you know, on the bus, and the kids were playing this pump rock music or pump music, whatever they did. And we did it last year. We did it. We talked about it today at practice. And this was the first weekend that we've done that. And I'm thinking, I said, why did we just choose now to do it? And why haven't we been doing it the whole year? And they said, well, we don't know. We just didn't do it. And that comes from just your upper class kids, just, you know, hey, bringing it back. Let's do that again. But and not to criticize them. So they got off the bus ready to play. And we got a solid win, you know, on Saturday. And then Sunday, you know, we struggled around a little bit, to win that game. But, you know, the fight was still there, and, you know, they wanted that sweep. You know, we all finish the game. We all get showers. You know, we're trainers wrapping some of them up, you know, with ice and stuff to get them on the bus. And we all get on the bus, and I stopped before the bus driver pulled off the campus. And I said, this is something I want you to relish today, because you don't get to experience this all the time, how it feels to drive off of somebody's campus, whether it be Furman or anybody else's, and know that you've just swept them. You know, look back at that feeling and say, for the seniors, maybe the last time you'll see this, but you'll drive off. And it's just a special feeling. You have to be a part of it. You can't describe it, how you feel when you swept, you're getting on the bus, you're driving off our campus, and you can say, we basically owned you this weekend. And I felt bad a little bit for them, not for about 5 seconds. You know, it was their senior weekend. They had a lot of parents in, big cookout and all that going on after. But it's a special feeling to sweep, home or away, but it's really special when you do that, you know, when you get on the bus and you realize that, you know, what you've come to accomplish for that week, the drive there, the hotel stay, the getting up early to be able to play, the delay in the games that we had on Sunday before the weather, you know, they all come fruition where we were able to say, you know, we did what we needed to do that weekend.
Coach, last time you were with us, we talked about a couple of individual players. I got two that I want to ask you about, get your thoughts on their season and how you think it's gone. And let's start with Aislinn Sellers.
Yeah, you know, Aislinn's had a good year. You know, she's been up and down a little bit. She's very capable. We moved her over to first base. She came in as a middle infielder, and she sort of locked that position down. She's got good hands over there, plays solid defense, and, you know, made some plays for us that, you know, a lot of first basemen wouldn't make. You know, she'll go after a ball. You know, it's in foul territory. You know, our dugout's got to deal with her. We have to tell her it's out of play, because she's going to keep going, you know, go right through the fence or the dugout or whatever. And so she is a great player for us, and has been so, and we're hopefully, you know, this is our second year. Hopefully we're going to continue to get great play out of her for the next 2 years.
Alyssa Lavdis, who has put together a really nice season for you in the circle. So a little bit about her and kind of what you're seeing from her right now.
Well, you know, when Alyssa came back the second year, we didn't know, you know, she struggled some the first year. We didn't know. We could see her maybe in, you know, relief spots and liking her there. And her confidence has grown as she's, you know, it started down at Gardner-Webb when she had the 15 strikeouts and got player of the week and ended up being player of the month. And then she's built off of that. And it just grown so much. I told her, I said, when you come in here, you're a young lady that threw softball. Now you're a young woman that's grown in this game so much and understanding. The thing about Alyssa is she's just got that mindset that if she doesn't play well, you know, she's not blaming it on anybody else. You know, she called me, I remember her text me after one game, and she said, I'm sorry I let the team down today. And I said, you never let the team down as long as you've gone out there and done everything you can to win for us on the mound. So she just worked and gotten better and worked and gotten better, which in doing that, she's increased our confidence in how we use her, you know, bringing her. We don't mind. She's not one that we hesitate to bring off the bench because we know she's going to be ready to throw. She just has that mindset. And we're not one that's afraid to start her, you know, because we had that mindset. You know, Furman, she relieved for us on the first game out of the bullpen, and we were anticipating starting her the second game. Well, maybe in one of her few starts, but we were anticipating starting her. And so she pitched so well to finish up the game, we just let her stay. And then she ended up getting all the innings there, the seven full innings. So she's done a really, really nice job for us. And you know, hard worker, holds herself accountable, big team player. Anyway, she comes from that environment. Her summer coach, her travel ball coach, coaches the teams like we like to see as far as she's coaching those two kids to win, to if they need to bond, if they need to do these situational things. It's not about just get an opportunity to play in front of a college coach. She coaches it like she's out to win every game, which is spilled over to Alyssa's thinking. And the kids that she coaches. So if you get a player off of that team, you know they're coached well and they understand situations. And that's exactly where Alyssa is. And you couldn't be more proud of a kid, you know, see her put the work in and see it all come to good things for her.
How big is it for you guys to be the host school for the tournament?
You know, everybody, I love it for our fans. I love it that the stadium's got the facelift. I love all that. It's going to be an awesome venue for the people to come out and watch us play. Hopefully we live up the billing and play really well. And, you know, we can win a championship there like we did, you know, at Greensboro last year. We're hoping for all that. And so on the outside looking in, you know, it looks good for everybody, you know, the fans and everybody to have it at home. We like the fact a little bit that we're playing at home. Although it doesn't feel necessarily as much as home as it has in the past because we're playing on the new surface. We got a lot of new things there at the stadium. So it almost feels a little bit still, even though we've practiced there a few and played one series, that it's a little bit, it's still new to us. But on the same hand, you know, they're still living in the dorms. They're still going back there. So we don't have that. We're on the bus. We're traveling to play the game. We've got this together. We're eating together that night. You know, we're doing a lot of that stuff together, which I think bonds you through the tournament. So I always said, you know, I can remember as a young boy, you know, you'd go to the Tennessee football games and, you know, they'd take all the football players the night before and they'd take them off campus and put them in a hotel where there's no distractions. You know, and they're staying there, and then the next morning on Saturday, they, you know, they feed them or whatever they do. They get on the buses and they roll into Knoxville, into the stadium and get ready to play. I, you know, always, you know, hypothetically thought how neat it would be if we could isolate our team when we're playing at home. You know, where they're all together, they're bonding together, they're eating every meal together, and then we're ready to come out and play. We're going to try to institute a little bit of that this year, we're going to try, instead of having them eat away from the team or just eat and come to warm ups or whatever, we're going to try to provide meals for them in certain. It might be just in our training center where they'll all come in together, you know, earlier, eat, have some time to be able to be together before before we go to the game, and then maybe a little bit even after the game. We're not sure how exactly how that works. We got to wait to see how all the draw plays out, what times we're going to be playing, and how much we can, you know, influence that part of the warmups. But we're definitely looking to do that. To answer your question, I like being at home from one perspective, but on the other's perspective, I really like being on the road, so we have a little bit more control and we feel like we've got the team a little closer together when we get ready to play.
Coach, appreciate the time. As always, we will we'll catch up with you again soon.
Okay, thanks for reaching out. We look forward to seeing everybody this weekend.
Coach Reed giving us some good stuff as we head towards this Southern Conference softball tournament being played at Frost Stadium May the 10th through the 13th. Emily Coltharp is the preseason Southern Conference Player of the Year. She has been a rock in this Chattanooga lineup now for the last several years. Always fun when we get a chance to talk to Emily, and got a chance to talk a little softball, talk about the new infield at Frost, and also what the future lies for her. Here's Emily Coltharp on Mox on the Mic. Well, Emily, it's always fun when we get a chance to chat with you. Let's start first with kind of this season for you. A lot of pressure, a lot of expectations on you coming into this year. Do you feel like you felt that at all over the course of this season?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always a lot of pressure on me coming in, but I knew going into it, you know, it's my last year. Whatever happens, you know, can't go back and change it. So my goal this year is just to really have some fun and be there for my teammates and do anything I can to help us be successful. So that's been my mindset going into it, and I think it's been pretty good so far.
This is it, at least in terms of the regular season at home. Has it hit you yet that this is
honestly, this is it? It's just now hitting me, if I'm being completely honest, just because, you know, you think it's never going to end until it really gets here. You know, senior weekend's this weekend, and I was just talking to Tate about how, like, I didn't really realize it's for me until they're starting to plan all these things and I'm not included. And it's really starting to hit me because I could possibly have only a couple more practices under my belt, a couple more games. And it's really crazy to think about, but, you know, I'm extremely grateful for the time that I've had here, and I'm excited to see what happens for the rest of the season.
As someone that has taken her fair share of ground balls at Frost Stadium over the years, give me your thoughts on the new infield and how you think it plays.
It plays really well. I was very surprised by it. We had a tournament earlier in the season on turf, and honestly, a lot of people didn't like it because the balls were really hard and they skidded really fast across it. But our turf is a little different. We don't get really any bad hops, and it's not as skittish when the balls hit the ground. I mean, it's definitely different. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of differences between playing on turf and on the dirt. But the balls aren't coming off as hot as you think they were, and you don't really have to worry about the bad hop. So personally, I like it. I think that once we get more practices on the turf as well, everybody will love it even more. But it's definitely different. Definitely takes some getting used to, but I like it a lot.
From a hitter's standpoint, does it favor one style of hitting over the other? You talk about maybe that ball skidding on the turf a little differently. Does that help a slapper coming out of the batter's box?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that even with the balls that are just like a little dinky ground ball, it gives the slapper an extra step because it's going across a little bit slower than you think it would. And then with your choppers, it's going up pretty high as well. But also, if you hit the ball just right, and you'll get a good base hit right through the middle, and it's almost impossible for a middle infielder to try to reach it in time because it's taken that fast second hop. So it definitely can favor some hitters in a good way, but it really just depends on how the ball is hit, just like with anything. So
you know what it takes to have success in the Southern Conference tournament. What's it going to take this year for this Chattanooga team to do what they were able to do last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really comes down to how we're playing as a team. We've had a lot of highs and lows, but last weekend we really came together as a team against Furman. You know, our bats were high, our pitchers pitched great. We played good D, and I think that we've started to bond a lot more when it comes to the end of season. We do a lot more things as a team, And I think that's going to be what really helps us out, is just making sure that, you know, we're having each other's backs on and off the field, and we're doing what needs to be done individually to try to reach those team goals. And I think we're in a really good spot for that coming off of last weekend. We know that we've seen what we can do, and our confidence is high. So just making sure that we're staying within ourselves, not getting too overwhelmed with the atmosphere that's about to hit us, and just doing exactly what we know how to do.
As somebody that has had success at the plate in this conference, you get a chance to kind of get a little bit of a bird's eye view to watch Alyssa Lavdis work. A little bit about what you're seeing from her this year in the circle.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just her confidence. I mean, you can just watch her on the field and watch her pitch, and she's untouchable right now. And it's just absolutely amazing because she puts so much work in on and off the field. And she's confident. She's got the hot hand, and she knows exactly what she needs to do. So having that, you know, on defense, you're a little more relaxed because you know that she's going to get the job done. And I'm extremely proud of her, and she's done great. And I know she's going to continue to do great for the rest of her time here.
Emily, I think you may have surpassed Haley Weisenbach as for most appearances on Mocs on the Mic by a student athlete. So, congratulations on that. What's next for you? What's coming up?
So I still have a year of my master's left. I'm in the MBA program at UTC, so I still have a year of school, but I'm actually interning at UNUM, so I'm staying local in Chattanooga. And yeah, I'm just going to be working and getting my master's done, and then I'm just seeing where life takes me after that. But I'm excited to stay in Chattanooga, so I'll definitely be at some games next year. I'll definitely be around. So you're not completely getting rid of me yet.
What would you like to do?
You know, that's a great question, Chris. That is a great question. you know, I majored in HR. I've always been interested in doing some kind of recruiting or talent acquisition. But with my MBA, I've realized that there's a lot more out there to explore. So I'm doing this internship really just to get some more experience under my belt and see where it takes me. Wish I could give you a solid answer, but every time anybody asks me that, I'm like, you know, I don't really know for sure, but I'm going to figure it out.
Could Emily Coulthart fire someone?
I don't know. I think I might be a little too nice. You can ask my friends. They would probably tell me absolutely not. So I have to figure something else out.
Emily, it feels like you have been here. I mean, look, you came in as a freshman and literally stepped right into the lineup. It feels like you've been here a lot longer than what you really have, especially when you factor COVID into it and all of that. You've been an absolute joy to watch every single day, and super proud of what you've accomplished and what the future holds for you. And best of luck in this Southern Conference tournament. I look forward to, you know, seeing you guys being able to hold up that trophy when it's over and another ring to the collection.
Absolutely. That's the goal. Thank you so much. I've had an absolutely amazing time while I'm here. I can't believe it's almost over, but I'm extremely grateful for it.
Thanks to Coach Reed. Thanks to Emily. And best of luck to the softball Mocs. And again, if you don't have your tickets, 423-266-MOCS, you can get your session tickets. Take the family. It is a great time. Your kids will love it. It's a lot of fun. Again, that is the Southern Conference Softball Championships taking place at Frost Stadium. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review Mocs on the Mic. We certainly appreciate hearing from you guys each and every week. And thanks for making us your first listen every Thursday when new episodes of Mocs on the Mic hit your smartphone. If you subscribe, it'll be there automatically every single week, wherever you find your podcast at. Appreciate you finding us this week. For our producer, Tate Johnson, I'm Chris Goforth. We'll see you again next time on Mocs on the Mic. Until then, so long and go Mocs.
Thanks for listening to Mocs on the Mic. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and review. And we'll see you again soon.